We have a baby to dedicate today. And Sunday school lesson is certainly a part of what we think about when it comes time for baby dedications. So Aaron and Shannon, bring Josiah, come forward, and the grandparents and great-grandparents as well. One up here, brother and sister Seifert, Brian and Cindy, come on up. All right. Look at this. Stanley, you're welcome to join your son up here too if you'd like. Guess he's, is he not hearing me? All right. We delight in children. God delights in children. And I don't know what it all is, but I guess the older we become, the different way we look at children. And I know for myself that becoming a grandfather has given me a different picture of kids, and not only mine, but yours. And thank God for children, wonderful aspect of them. Psalm chapter 127, verse 3 tells us that children are a heritage from the Lord. And that's a gift. And it's a nice thing, it's a good thing to dedicate our children to God and bring them back to this place and making a commitment to give the children, the child, back to God in the sense that I'm taking worldly claims, all worldly claims off out of my hands and placing them in God's hands. Really, that's the way it should be anyway. So Aaron and Shannon have today brought Josiah to present themselves and then Josiah as well to the Lord and accompanying them for this commitment are the grandparents. It's so good to have them on both sides here with us. Brother Seifert had to squeeze out of responsibilities at his church to be able to be here. So I'm glad that Brother and Sister Seifert are able to be here today and witness this commitment. I know that we already looked at it in Sunday school class, but I want to bring the attention to, or bring it to the attention of Aaron and Shannon this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 6. And it's a vital part, vital part of training and bringing up Josiah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. I am so glad for the part of the stories in the New Testament where Jesus took the children and drew them in, set them on his knee, may have prayed a prayer of blessing over them. It would seem that he blessed them. And it's a vital part in this dedication this morning to commit yourselves to teaching. And I know that not everybody here this morning was in the Sunday school lesson, in the Sunday school class upstairs here, but it was reiterated a couple of times at least that I heard the importance of loving God ourselves. And if we can instill that love in our children, it makes it so much easier for that child to love God as well. The proverb writer tells us that a wise son brings joy to his father, and a foolish son brings grief. So the best thing that you can do, Aaron, The best thing that you can do, Shannon, is to teach Josiah the fear of the Lord. And Proverbs again tells us that that's the beginning of wisdom. That is the basis of all that takes place. For Josiah to learn, all that he learns in life is dependent on him, first of all, fearing and following after God, loving him with his whole heart. So the Bible teaches us, and we as a church then would urge you as parents to love God with every ounce and fiber of your being, to love him with your entire life so that Josiah will do the same as you love God. And then as you model that love for God in loving one another, then it makes it easy for him too to love God for himself and want God in his life for himself. Aaron and Shannon, by coming forward today before God and before his people, you are hereby declaring your desire to commit yourselves and to dedicate Josiah to the Lord. Is that correct? Aaron, if you would take Josiah. We cannot dedicate our little ones until we have been committed, until we are committed to the task, and dedicating ourselves to the task of training up our children. So I want to ask you four questions of commitment this morning. Number one, do you today recognize this child as the gift of God and give heartfelt thanks for God's blessing? Number two, do you now dedicate your child to the Lord who gave him to you, surrendering all worldly claims upon his life in the hope that he will belong wholly to God? Number three, do you pledge as parents that with God's fatherly help, you will bring Josiah up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, making every reasonable effort with patience and love to build the Word of God and the character of Christ and the joy of the Lord into his life? And finally, do you promise with God's help to make it your regular prayer that by God's grace, Josiah will come to trust in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of his sins and for the fulfillment of God's promises to him, even eternal life. And in this faith, follow Jesus as Lord and obey his teachings. Is that your commitment this morning? We are blessed to have the grandparents here, as I've said. And even though this isn't a first grandchild on either side, I remind you as grandparents this morning, your responsibilities with the grandchildren, specifically today, Josiah. And so that Josiah may walk in the fullness of life that Christ offers, I challenge you and ask you to commit yourselves to seek God's help, to pray for and encourage Shannon and Aaron in their effort to raise Josiah in the fear of the Lord, so that Josiah might come to know Christ as his Savior and Lord at an early age. Not only a challenge, but an actual heartfelt conviction to follow that. And then to the church. It's where we take our place, all of us together. As the part of the body of Christ, we have a responsibility to teach the gospel story to our younger generation. As a side note, I read a book this week that detailed the intricate part of the family of God, of the body of Christ, and how it can be fractured by something small. And so when we look at our children, it's so vital that we as a church take on the responsibility and renew our commitment over and over again to train our children, to pass on into the next generation and the children that follow after that. And so I ask you as the church, the body of Christ this morning, to also commit ourselves to God and commit ourselves to those that are standing before you this morning, so that Josiah can understand the claims of Christ and walk and live according to those claims, that you and I enter into a commitment again and vow again, by God's help, to be faithful to our calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Aaron and Shannon be the faithful parents that they need to be in training their child, to train Josiah and to teach him in the ways of the Lord, that he will one day trust Jesus Christ as his Savior, making it easy. Making it easy for Josiah to make it to heaven and hard to slip into hell. That's a big responsibility. And I ask you to enter into that commitment this morning. And if you would agree to do that, would you say amen? Amen. Here, buddy. Don't turn away. Hi, buddy. Y'all see this guy? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning and bring you Josiah. What a precious little lad. A delight to his mother and his father. Joy to his grandparents. A bright spot to anybody that sees him. Thank you, Father, for this healthy little boy. And now Aaron and Shannon have brought him to dedicate him to you. I would pray that you would help Aaron and Shannon as they have committed themselves to the task of training and to raising, teaching this little boy to serve you, to love you, to walk in your paths. Father, I pray that you would touch Josiah's feet. Pray that you would give that anointing to his feet to always walk in your paths. That you would anoint his hands, that he would always do your work. You would touch his mind, his eyes, his lips, his ears. So many pitfalls around, but I pray that you would guard and guide and direct him. Teach him. Use him for your honor and for your glory, I pray. It's Aaron and Shannon today. Commit within their heart to take their hands off in the sense that Josiah belongs to you. All worldly claims are laid at your feet. And I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that you would take Josiah Dwayne Seifert, make him to grow up to be exactly what you would have him to be in serving Jesus Christ. We dedicate him to you today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Love you, buddy. You did good. Yes, you did. Praise God. There's the card and the Bible and a letter that you can let him read on his 12th birthday. Thank you so much. Praise God. Bless you. Brother Seifert's going to sing for us.